94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
It is a full house today because we have some students in the studio with us, and we also have the director of the Bridgman Library, Gretchen Evans. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
This is exciting because we get to hear some stories from our youth today.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a teen story contest at the library. It's our second annual teen story.
Okay.
Contest, and we have our winners here today.
This was the second annual.
Second annual.
Okay, so tell me, I guess, how we decided that we wanted to have a contest. How did this come about last year?
Well, last year we were celebrating our 50th anniversary, and we wanted to do something special with the teens. And we thought writing, libraries, that's a good fit.
Exactly. So, I guess, tell me about how the contest was structured this year. When did it, I guess, what was the time span? Who could enter to be a part of it? How did that work?
So we announced it. We opened it in the fall, and it was open to students in 9th to 12th grade, and you had to live or go to school in Bridgman, Chickaming Township, or Lake Township.
Okay. And then theme?
The theme was friendship.
Okay. Was there like a word, how many, word requirement, or how did that work?
Yeah, there was a word requirement. The stories had to be between 1,000 and 2,000 words.
Mm-hmm. What about judges?
So the stories were judged by a committee, and there were members of the Friends of the Library and also library staff. We'll keep their names secret.
Okay. Secret judging panel. I like it. And the best part about this is there is actually cash prizes up for grabs, right?
That's right. Our story contest is sponsored by our Friends of the Bridgman Public Library, and they provided very generous prizes. First prize was $300, second prize was $200, and third prize was $100.
Now, for anyone who is unfamiliar with the Friends of the Bridgman Library, they've been in quite often to come and chat with me. They have really cool fundraisers that they hold for you guys just to do things like this contest. They also have, what else do they provide? Furniture, any upkeep at the library. And they have like book sales and art sales. And tell them to come in and keep telling me about it because they really put together some really cool stuff. So this is one of the contests that they helped to, I guess, make happen. I foresee you doing this again next year then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's meet the winners if you don't mind. I'm going to start with third place, Jericho.
Hi, I'm Jericho Ashby.
Hi, what grade are you in?
I'm in 12th grade.
Where do you go to school?
Bridgman.
Okay. Now, how did you hear about the contest?
I heard it through the school. They have it on the announcements.
Okay. How many, side note, do you know how many people, Gretchen, applied for this?
We had definitely quantity over quality this year. We had five stories submitted.
Okay. Well, that's shocking to me because to know that there's money up for grabs, that just goes to show that you three actually put an effort in. And really, you weren't the lazy ones because how many people could have, you know, put in entries for this? A lot. So what did you decide to write about?
I decided to write about a man who has a dream about people that don't really have friends. And instead, they have these partners that are not really partners, but they get kind of fused to, like, the person's arm, and they are kind of stuck together, and they have to, like, go through things together, and they kind of judge people as they move along in life.
So did this have to be something that they completely made up on your own then?
Yes.
Okay. How did you think of this?
I don't really know. It kind of just came to me one day.
Do you like to write?
Yeah, I like to write.
Okay. Where do you see yourself going in the future? Do you see yourself writing for a living? What do you want to do?
I think I'm going to go to art school.
Okay.
Because I like to stay in that artsy kind of area.
Now, did maybe enjoying writing in class or what was it? Was there something that made you want to reach out and do this or what inspired you?
I know that my friend Brianne did it before, and I had a lot of friends who've done it before, and they really liked it, and I thought it seemed like a fun opportunity to do something new and to be creative and express myself.
Now, I'm thinking for anyone who might be listening who might be able to enter for this next year, why would you encourage them to do it? How long did this take you to do?
It took like a couple, it was kind of spread out. It took a couple days to do it, but it's really fun. Even if you don't think you're going to win, you should totally enter because I didn't think I was going to do very well, but I decided to enter anyhow.
And there you go. You're a $100 switcher.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with your $100?
Probably going to use it for college.
There you go. I like it. A good answer. Now, I'm going to, if you don't mind, introduce our second place winner, Jonah. Step right up.
Hi, I'm Jonah Stanage.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What grade are you in?
I'm a senior at Bridgman High School.
Also a senior. Okay. I'm going to ask you kind of the same series of questions. First of all, what made you decide to put a story in?
Well, like Jericho, I saw it in my announcements at high school, and I saw the money prize, and I thought it'd be a good, good try to get money.
When there's money up for grabs, that's always a good thing, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with your money?
Buy my girlfriend a Christmas present.
There you go. See, I was thinking this is perfect timing because you could use it for Christmas. I was hoping the two answers would be Christmas or college. Now you're really put on the spot, first place winner. All right, so what is your story about?
So I am a huge nerd, so my story is set in a fictional land, and it is about a troll who moves to a new city and has to go to a new school, and he's kind of bullied and left out by the rest of the kids because he's different. And then one day a dwarf comes and meets him, and they become friends, and they show the school that no matter what you look like or who you are, you can always be friends.
Well, I first of all want to correct you because I don't think that that is nerdy at all. It makes you nerdy. I think that's the power and beauty of storytelling, which is probably why you got second place. And that's really what it is you probably took the people who read it and chose you as the second place winner. Just somewhere different and fun and unique, which is what I think reading is supposed to be about. So how did you think this up? Is it based off of maybe something in your life or just you wanted to inspire people? What was the idea behind it?
More of inspiring people, and the troll came from just watched the movie Trolls with my little sister.
Perfect.
So just shot in my head and I made the idea work.
Well, it just goes to show that you never know where, you know, you can pick and take pieces from to make your own story, though, where you find inspiration to write a story. How often do you write? Why did this interest you?
I write like all the time, pretty much. I have a notebook that stays with me and I just write the ideas, and I always want to write stories, but I never seem to find the time. So I made time for this one.
Well, how long did this take you?
The initial story took me probably 2 hours, and then editing and revising took me probably another like 4 days worth of time.
Well, if you think about it, this is just, you could take a weekend and knock a whole lot of the writing out, and then you could just take the next weekend to do the editing. So this really is just something here and there that you could, actually learn from and not take. It's not like this is a year project, you know? All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And, where do you see yourself going after high school?
Well, currently I'm dual enrolled in LMC, and then I plan on transferring to Grand Valley.
Okay. What do you see yourself doing when you grow up?
I want to be a physical therapist.
There you go. So a physical therapist that'll hopefully continue to write stories or at least write down some fun things.
Mm-hmm.
very good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we have our first place winner in the house as well, Brianne.
Hi.
Hi. What's your last name?
Blackwell.
Okay. Now tell me about yourself. What grade?
I am a senior at Bridgman High School.
Also a senior. So we all go to school together then.
Yep. We do.
Okay. Okay. I'm assuming you heard this on the announcements.
I did.
Okay, so you are first place. That means you got the $300. Congratulations. So I'm dying to know, what did you write about?
I wrote about two friends who end up having this conversation. They've been lifelong friends, and one of them has recently transitioned from male to female.
Okay.
And it's this huge change that's happened in the friend's life, and they have this conversation sort of sorting through their feelings about the transition. But they decide, like, we're still best friends regardless of what's happened.
That was going to be my next question. Does it turn out to be a positive ending then?
Yes.
That's a very, very much so real life situation that a lot of people will probably have to go through or will hear about as they, I guess, continue to grow. Did this come from, I guess, back history from you or just where did you come up with this idea?
Mostly I like to write stories about the LGBT community just to provide, like, visibility. So this is something that inspires me.
I think there's also a trend here as far as both two of you made stories that kind of let everyone know that it's okay to be different.
Yes.
And it's not weird, and there's still always going to be somebody around for you, or there's going to be someone that you can fall back and find friendship in no matter what you're going through.
Yeah.
Okay. And I see maybe that's why Bridgman Library chose this theme then. Yeah?
Yeah.
pretty positive theme. So tell me, I guess, why did you decide to actually enter it? Did you enjoy writing?
Yes, I love writing. I write short stories all the time. So for me, it was a chance just to, like, show off my writing and hopefully be rewarded for it.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself going after school?
I plan to go to Aquinas to double major in business management and theater.
Okay. Well, theater, that'll be fun. Maybe you can write some plays and productions.
Yeah, that's kind of the future goal.
Okay. Very cool. And how long did you take to write the story? How long did it take you?
It was a previous story I've written that, like, I kind of revised, and I took it to a teacher, actually my English teacher, and she helped me really polish it up and get it to competition ready.
Yeah, but how long do you think you worked on it? I mean,
hours.
How easy was it to submit this can go to any of you, really. How easy did the library make it for you to submit your stories? How did that work?
We just had to email it in pretty much.
Okay.
So as long as you typed it, you could just email it.
So you just write it and then you just submit it in an email.
Yep.
How long was the contest span? You know, when you turned it in, how soon did you hear back? When did you guys find out you were the winners?
A week after we turned it in.
Okay, very cool. What do you plan to do with your $300?
Baby? I'm going to use it for Christmas presents, and then what's ever left is going to college.
There you go. Both answers. Okay, well, if you win once, I guess this is a question for you, Gretchen. If they win once, can you come back next year, for example, if there was happened to be juniors that did this?
Absolutely.
Okay. Any idea of what we're thinking for next year theme-wise? Or
we don't know the theme yet.
Okay.
No, but we know there will be a contest again.
Okay. Well, make sure that you just follow the Bridgewind Library for additional details on, of course, other events that you guys do, right? And this one happens in the fall time.
And also, Lindsay, if anybody wants to read the stories,
yes!
They're on the front page of our website.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Yeah. Okay. So what's the website?
The website is bridgemanpubliclibrary.org.
Okay. And how long are they going to be posted there?
For the next month.
I think I just found what I'm going to go and do tonight after work. So again, congratulations to all of you and best of luck in your future. And it is a very cool that you decided to submit essays and just think creatively and outside of the box. And especially with some of the stories that you guys put together, it's very brave to do so. So thanks. And thanks for coming to tell me about it today, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest.